This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talked up at the top of the program about the prospect of cutting legal immigration to this country at a time when the unemployment rate's about as low as it's ever been. The July jobs report comes out tomorrow morning, by the way. But that growing labor shortage is what employers in this economy, from manufacturers to small businesses to technology firms, are talking about. So we sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman out to Bend, Oregon, to see how it's working out in real life.
Bend is at the foothills of the Cascade Mountains in central Oregon, and the city is booming. Technology workers and retirees are moving to town. Since 2010, the population's grown 20%, which means a lot of new houses, roads, and utility ditches. And that's good for Todd Taylor's family-owned construction firm. He's got about 150 employees. He's always looking to hire a few more, though
there's a labor shortage.
That's a big reversal from 2008 after the housing crash.
Looking back, although it was challenging, there was plenty of good people that were in transition of jobs, and we were buying equipment at 25 to 50 cents on the dollar.
He says during the downturn, a lot of construction workers left.
Moved to North Dakota in the oil fields. I would say in the last 3 or 4 years, a good portion of those people have been back.
Not enough, though, to meet employers' needs. Local unemployment's at 3.9%. Greg Lambert runs Mid-Oregon Personnel, a staffing firm. He says decades ago, this area was depressed, with timber mills closing down and working families hurting.
Now we spend thousands of dollars in recruitment costs a month, and we can't find enough people to fill our interview sheets.
He's got open positions in manufacturing, office work, hospitality at $12 to $13 an hour, well above the local minimum wage of $10.25, but
we have people routinely tell us that if you can't pay me $15 an hour plus benefits to start, I can't afford to get off my subsidies and go to work.
By subsidies, he means government benefits, like unemployment insurance and disability. Oregon regional economist Damon Runberg thinks there's another reason some employers can't find workers.
Businesses aren't maybe offering what they should be in today's market.
Greg Lambert counters that many employers can't raise prices much on their customers in order to raise pay because they'll price themselves out of the market. But UC Berkeley labor economist Jesse Rothstein says with unemployment so low, most will have to in the end.
Employers got used to paying low wages because they had so many years of excess labor. Right now what they're seeing is they can't find workers for those low wages.
One longer-term solution, expand the labor force by tapping into demographic groups that have been left out.
Individuals with disabilities, with criminal history, that are receiving food stamps.
Heather Ficht at Central Oregon's Workforce Investment Board is developing programs to boost job skills and
also working with businesses to understand that there are minor accommodations that they can make to really activate that population.
But for job seekers with marketable skills and education and a consistent work history, it's pretty much a seller's market. And remember Todd Taylor, who said folks have been coming back from North Dakota? That's construction worker Ron Marinello's story.
I was a supervisor in the oil field.
Does it look like it'll be promising here?
Oh, yeah. I could have a job tomorrow. There's so much out there, it's almost overwhelming. Anything from construction work to administrative, there's a lot of technical stuff going on.
He thinks he'll make decent money, above $25 an hour.
It's competitive for not having to tolerate the oil field.
What's so bad about the oil fields in North Dakota?
Oh my God, how much time do you have? Just the weather, the environment.
Marinello's happy to be home, but he says even with good hourly wages, he'll be strapped for cash in Bend, where housing and other living costs have soared in the continuing economic boom. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.